Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And I hope that everybody's doing well. And I just want to send out really, really good thoughts to everyone out there. You know, it's really about how you start your day in a positive way. And we have some amazing guests that are going to share really all about that. And of course, that's what I love, bringing my guests on here on the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to give out our phone number, and that phone number is 805-419-0008. And please feel free to reach out to me if there's something that I can do to lift you up or help you out or make your life a little bit better. That's what really my gift is to so many people. And I love when I hear from my listeners. So if you're listening on our show here on the radio or you're streaming, which you can do that at kvta.com, or you can download my podcast, and that is on all the platforms at The Kim Pagano Show. With that, I have a little announcement. I want to invite everybody to Hope Walk. And, of course, that is the Cancer Support Community. And that is Saturday the 10th at Cal Lutheran. And I'd love to see everybody out there to support that. So, again, you can either make your own team, you can be a part of a team, you can be a vendor there, or you could just support it. So, with that, let's start our show. And, of course, I always start my show with something uplifting. And today's is don't sit down and wait for the opportunities to come. Get up and make them. You personally can make a difference in this world. So again, I am so glad that you are all here. And I know that there's lots of stations out there, lots of podcasts, and I'm so grateful that you have tuned in here. So I want to introduce my first guest, Ruth Kent. She's been an RN for many, many years. She's a speaker. She's a best-selling author. She's an emotional code body practitioner, and her intention is to really break that bond barriers and so that you all can live in abundance. I love this lady. I met her in Dallas. We became friends, and she lifts me up every time I have her on our show, every time I talk to her, and I just love it. And so today we're going to talk a little bit about intention, and to be balanced is a state of being and also living in the moment. We call it, people say that all the time, live in the moment. But guess what? Every single day you have a new day to start. So let's bring on Ruth Kent. Welcome.
Well, thank you. And are we going to do our cheer?
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay. At the count of three. One, two, three.
Today is a new day.
And I am new in every way.
And
I can't wait
to
discover what's new for me today.
I love it. I love that. So, oh my gosh, thank you for reminding me of that. And, you know, today I was walking with my husband and I thought of that. Oh my gosh, I'm out here. And it's like a brand new slate, right?
Yeah. How many times do we go to sleep or do we wake up contemplating what was?
Yeah.
And, you know, people say, well, I have to understand what took place and I have to know. And I find I understand that on a logic level. But I can share with people that my greatest things don't come from logic or reasoning. They come from listening to the deeper knowing.
Yeah. I love that.
And that's where so much of my work, my encouragement, and I'm writing a newsletter, and I was just writing a newsletter. And prior to that, I was talking to somebody who's writing a book. And as you know, Kim, I'm writing a book also.
Correct.
And for
yes,
the longest time, thank you. For the longest time, I wanted to receive why I was given that name for the title. And I was open and willing to receive. Well, I heard it today. And the name of the book is The Blame Epidemic: Imagine Life Without Blame.
The
word
I like
is imagine.
It.
The word is imagine. And I go, oh my gosh, now I get it. Because how many times when we say blame, we go into the stories or the beliefs or the understanding to make it so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's destructive. It's destructive thinking.
Right.
But how many times do we do this in ourselves? So when we say that cheer, we're using the excitement and the enthusiasm and the core of our being to look at life like a child. Forget all the past. Let's go look and see the future, you know?
Right. I love that. So let me ask you, I know you've been on my show several times, and I love when you are, but for any of our listeners that are just tuning in for the first time, can you tell them a little bit about who you are and exactly what you do?
Well, I always have to, I kind of chuckle when people say, who are you? Well, it all depends on who you're talking to. But for me, myself and I, and the Lord above, I am a retired intensive care nurse, 41 years of intensive care trauma, 47 years of health care. And I'm a mother. My husband passed 6 years ago. I'm a sister, you know. And what I am is a person that wanted to make a difference in the world. And in that journey, I realized that I had to heal myself, not to be completely perfect, but to be willing and open in every moment to be my best. And that when I do that within me, it is amazing the service that I get to now do and the wisdom that I get to uncover. Because in my nursing, yes, I did the nursing, but I was always tuning in to, you know, if I was that patient, how would I want to, you know, feel? What would I want? And I was always doing things that were out of the box of nursing, okay? So basically, my whole life has prepared me for what I'm doing. Also, at 45 years old, I was told that I was going to be in a wheelchair on oxygen. I lived in chronic pain. I did years and years of going to people in allopathic medicine, Western medicine, as well as integrative. I was always a woman of faith. I believed, you know, but it was interesting, again, and I refer to these times in my life as a blackboard with the white dot. I could sit and look at situations, circumstances, and conditions, the blackboard, or I could choose to be open and willing to see what the white dot was. And the white dot is possibilities, potential, and solutions. I got up from being told I was going to be put on disability. And he said, I see you in a wheelchair in 6 years on oxygen. Well, that's not the image I wanted to keep.
Mm-hmm.
But there is other times. I went through bankruptcy and a possible divorce. The same work that I'm doing, the emotion code, the body code, helped me to be debt-free and save my marriage. We renewed our vows the last 2 years of our life, of his life, before he suddenly passed away. But
wow.
The gratitude of this work and the blessings I get to see every day. A woman called me this morning, and she's an amazing woman, that when I met her was strong in faith, but there was all this stuff that was in her way. And it was the old paradigms. It was the old beliefs. And it made life hard for her. Mm-hmm. She was being sued. I mean, it was just horrendous stuff. She was not finding relationships. She was living with her sister, yada, yada, yada. She did my 12-week program, and we worked together. Well, she has learned the value of this work, and I call it the dusting. So she got together recently, and she said, I think I need another dusting, you know, get rid of declutter. I call it the feng shui of emotional energy.
Right, and, right.
And she called me this morning, and she said, I can't even put to words what has taken place in the last 48 hours. She said, doors
wow.
have opened that I couldn't even imagine.
That's beautiful. Look at that yeah. work you do. And it's all energy, isn't it? It's how we hold
energy.
Right. Okay.
And, you know, Albert Einstein said, energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be changed from one form to another. How many people are living in fear right now? Mm-hmm. You can't be in fear and faith at the same time.
Right. Yeah.
How many people are angry? You know, what can we do in each moment? And you know, and I've said this before on our interview, there are two phrases that help me to be in the moment, to release all thinking, and to be in the moment. As I take in a deep breath and I start to release, I be present to the words, Lord, help me to be, to love me the way you love me and to bring this love forward. Lord, help me to see it your way.
Hmm.
I just own those phrases. Always. I mean, you know, they say never say always. Well, I can
right.
tell you always. I
right.
will see it in a new way. I will get a new message. It isn't always that I'm going to like what I hear, you know, like, okay. But I realize my accountability, my ability to respond, and my opportunity here.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I want you to talk about, first of all, we talked about every day is a new day and where
yeah.
do we start, okay? I love our little cheer.
But
yeah. what are the action steps? Because I think that's so important. People can wake up with a huge and positive intention, correct?
No, and yeah.
And then sometimes they get hijacked, or
yeah.
sometimes they get, you know, even just turning on the news, or, you know, just maybe they get a call. How do they get through that? How do they stay on their train or their lane?
Well, Mary Murphy has a wonderful program, and I hear what she says, but I know that this work help me to hear what she says. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're, how could I say, stepping into a higher level every day, exploring and discovering of yes and, well, it's very interesting. The ego will sometimes show up. That 5-year-old will show up. So what are some of the action steps that you can take? And one of the action steps that I share with my clients is, as you go to sleep, to prepare for the day to be a new day, okay, I do the 4-gap. And the 4-gap was a tool that was brought to me. And the individuals, I could write a book on this alone by some of the transitions that have been done just by this one action. So if you
yeah.
just take this, listeners, just do this one thing, you're going to have great results. But it's the 4 is forgiveness. just be present and ask for forgiveness, forgive others, and forgive yourself.
Right.
Don't go into your head about this and that and that. Just be in the place of, and forgiveness is freedom. The freedom to be in pure love at that moment in time. Then the gap, the G is for gratitude. What are you grateful for? And if you're having a difficult time and the top of your pointer finger feels happy and healthy and it looks nice, well, then be grateful for that. Because what you focus on grows. And a grateful heart is a magnet for miracles. So gratitude, then A is for action or intention. You can have, different careers, different choices, different things. But the power of intention, 100% commitment, intention, action, is the key to get the results you want. So intention. And intention is not the to-do list, or action's not the to-do list. It's, I'm choosing to be in joy now and tomorrow. Start with steps, okay? I'm choosing to see life in a more grateful way. Whatever your action intention is, then the P is for proud. And what are you proud of yourself for? Be proud that you're doing this. You know, you've kept up with the routine of the four gap for 5 days. Be proud of that. You know, celebrate. And when I ask people about this, the one that they'll forget the most is the P. If we don't validate or celebrate or own our own moments, nobody else will.
This is so, so true. I love that. So you've asked people which is the one that they most forgot about, and that's the one.
Yeah. And then after you complete that, and this sounds like a lot, it's taken me a lot longer than it actually takes to do it. But is the I am statement. And it was interesting. I was sharing with a client. And he says, well, I added one. And I said, oh, what's that? And he said, I am free of pain, or I am free of fear. No. You want to embrace exactly that which you're going towards. And for instance, I am abundant. I am healthy. I am happy. You know, and say each one of them three times. Like, for instance, I am wealthy. I am wealthy. I am wealthy. I am healthy. I am healthy. I am healthy. You can even hear how I say it three times differently. But energetically, you will feel it different every time.
I love that. And when somebody wants to work with you, and first of all, I just want to share with anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. One, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, my beautiful guest is Ruth Kant. And she is helping so many people really live in abundance. And sometimes my daughter actually said this to me, and I heard you say it too, is sometimes we carry around this big box or this bag of luggage, and it's how do we let go of that? And that's really what you're doing. You've got to
get. Well, you know what I
you
tell people: you don't want to bring your baggage, but you do want to bring your luggage. Mm. And if I'm traveling, you know, they say the baggage claim. I really don't like that. I don't want to claim my baggage. I do want to pick up my luggage.
There
and
you
the
go.
Luggage
I
love is.
It.
What do you want to take on this trip, this journey forward?
Right.
Don't allow, be as determined to make what was of the past right or wrong.
Right.
Be as determined to go discover and find out what's truly the truth that can be.
I love that. And you have a program starting up, right? Can you share with everybody that and also how they can get in touch with you? And, of course, for all of our listeners, I want to make sure that you know that we have a newsletter that shares all of my guests. And I want to make sure that you are getting that. All you have to do is call us at 805-419-0008 and leave us your email and your number. And we don't share it with anybody, but we will get you on that letter and you'll get one every Friday.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. My website is Ruth Kent, K-E-N-T, LLC.com. And the program, there's a song by Carrie Underwood, and it's called Champion Your Truth. And when I heard that song, that's what I want people to discover every day, the new truth.
I love that.
For 6 years, I listened to The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. The first day I got the message, it took me 6 years to receive it. Don't take as long as I took, folks.
There you go. I love
and
it.
And the truth is that every time we're in a thought, we're in the before or after. So champion your truth is to embrace the power of the tools, but to have the time, consistency, and the repetition, the safe, secure place to evolve, to develop these tools, and to discover more of who you truly are.
I love that. Ruth, always a pleasure to have you. Please share our show with everyone and download our podcast so you can share it and also listen to us anytime. And I thank you so much for who you are and what you do.
Blessings and blessing to everybody. And thank you for the honor of being here and sharing the message of love.
You got it. I love it. All right. All right. Well, friends, we are going to take a really quick break. But when we come back, we are going to be talking with Stacy Lynn Harp. So please stay with us and we'll be right back.
Are you looking for a way to support cancer patients and survivors in your community? Cancer Support Community, Valley Ventura, Santa Barbara invites you to join their 5th annual Hope Walk on June 10th at Cal Lutheran University. Free registration is now open. You can register, join a team, and donate. This event is a great opportunity to honor cancer survivors, remember those lost to cancer, and come together as a community to support those affected by cancer. For more, visit cancersupportbvsb.org. or call 805-379-4777. That's 805-379-4777.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We've got lots of events that are starting up. That's like one of my favorite things. And another event that is happening is Wild Oaks Country Music Festival. And that's happening June 3rd. It is going to be a sellout. And it has got amazing guests and singers and, I mean, just everything, vendors. I want you to get your tickets, and I want you to win a couple tickets here on the Kim Pagano Show. So it's happening again June 3rd, 12 to 7, over at Caneo Creek Park South. And call in right now at 805-419-0008. And also leave us your name, your number, and your email. And also, I do want to remind you to go through my social, because we always have stuff there too. So definitely share our show with other people. We'd love you to be a part of it. Another thing that we have coming up is the Chili Cook-Off, and that's happening on May 7th. And that is actually at the same place, 12 to 5. And we're going to have tickets for that too. So if any of these sound like you want to put them on your calendar, we would love to have you. So again, call in right now, or you can text us at that same number, 805-419-0008. Well, let's bring our next guest on, Stacy Lynn Harp. And of course, Stacy holds an MS degree in clinical psychology with more than 15 years spent counseling women, children, couples, and is always really just a charming leader, and has led Bible studies, worship, support groups, workshops, and now she actually wrote another book, and it's called Pickleball Faith. She's an avid pickleball player. I can't wait to pick her brain on that, because that's something I hear so many people playing. It's kind of like the new tennis. And so let's welcome Stacy. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm so honored to be on your show today.
Thank you. So tell us a little bit about yourself. And is this your first book, or do you have other books?
Yes. Well, this is actually my, first of all, I'm in California. I actually grew up in California, so it's very cool to be on a California station talking about this.
Thank you. There you go.
Grew up
I love
Riverside,
it. Riverside,
Orange County.
Very cool.
I jokingly wrote a little book called Five Successful Ways to Stay Depressed like 10 years ago. It was a joke. But when I took up pickleball about eight years ago, and I started learning a lot of lessons as I was playing, and I just put it together in a little book. And
how fun is that? Okay, so like, what did you learn? What is that? I love when, you know, something kind of comes to us and it's like, oh, this is supposed to, yeah, I love this. So tell us about that.
So, you know, one of the things I learned is kind of what a brat I am, you know, how judgmental I am. One of my favorite stories is I was playing with an older lady in her 70s. I'm almost 55. And I play with everybody. I play with beginners. I play with everybody. But there's a lot of people who won't. They won't play with somebody who's not at the level that they are. And I play with everybody.
Let me stop you right there. I just went to a bingo party, and there was these lovely ladies that told me about their pickleball. And I was like, yeah, I would love to. How good are you? I was like, oh, my gosh, seriously? They are. And so I was like, well, I'm pretty competitive, okay? But I don't know how good I am because I don't know the game. And that's what she's like, well, you need to play a little bit more before we play with you.
I was like, really? So that is a whole, I mean, I guess it's kind of the same as tennis, correct?
Well, yeah, I don't know that I've ever had the attitude that you get, you know, playing tennis. I played tennis since high school, but pickleball, right. There's definitely tournament player attitude versus beginners. And this one day I was playing against this lady who was in her 70s, and I was kind of sick of it. I was just like, man, I'm just done playing with people that are not as good as me. Not that I'm great, because I'm not.
Right.
But anyway, there was like 50 people that day at the court, and we had only 3 courts available. And I had this question come to mind, which was, what was one thing you went through in your life that you never thought you'd get through? And during a break from playing the game, I went up to this lady as well as to a number of my other friends there. And this lady, her name's Linda, she said to me, oh, you know, learning to walk again twice. To which I was like, oh my gosh, you know, okay, I'm playing with a lady who learned to walk again twice. So then I asked her, so what happened to you? And she said, well, I got ran over by a truck when I was a kid, and I fell off of a horse when I was older, and I had to learn to walk again twice. So that's kind of what my book is about. It's about going, you know what, this isn't always about me. And not that we all like to admit that we're selfish or anything, but, you know, when it comes to sports, it's very obvious, you know, self-talk that happens on the court.
Wow, that's beautiful. That is a really big lesson, because when you go into, and I think it started back when my children, I've got 4 children now, 4 grandchildren, and I remember them telling me, like, maybe they didn't love their teacher, or maybe they didn't, you know, I don't know, whatever the situation is. And I was like, you don't know what battle they're going through. You don't know what their life is about. So make yours, like, you know, be compassionate. If we go through, you never know what somebody else's journey is. And so that's really, I mean, I've done hair for, gosh, years and years, own salon. And when I would look in the mirror and face my client and say, tell me, first of all, what you would love to see, and what is your favorite part about yourself? And they looked at me like, are you, like I was talking a different language. I don't love anything. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you have the best smile. You have beautiful eyes. Your hair is, and they would be, it was the weirdest thing. And they would light up, or like almost like start to grow like a flower, you know? And it was so weird, because people don't, it's hard for them to look at themselves and find their own beauty.
Yeah, very true.
Well, so I love that. So what are we going to find in your book? And does it give us the rules? No.
Actually, you know what? It's funny you should ask that, because the answer to that is yes and no. No, it does not give you rules. It doesn't give you rules on how to play the game. And actually, the book's on Amazon, and I put that in big bold in the description so people know that when they buy it. But it does tell you, you know, basically how to treat other people, you know, how you treat yourself and how to treat other people. It really is about getting people outside themselves so they really care more about other people than just what they want, which is really sad if you think about it. But it's also, you know, true, because, you know, I'm really competitive, as you like you just said you were too. I have 2 brothers. I'm the only girl in my family. I've always been competitive. I went to grad school. You got to be competitive to get to grad school, you know?
Right.
But man, you think kids today are competitive. You should see the old adults that are playing this game.
You know, and that's really a whole nother conversation, but because you brought it up, you know, I think that people that are elder and they don't have any buffers. Mm-hmm. And I think that they get to the place where I could say anything I want, you know, because they don't really care, or they don't, you know, I mean, there's a fine line there. And as a therapist, what's your thought?
Well, you know, I live in the South, and
you
were
what?
I moved to the South.
Okay.
You know, and kids here are actually very respectful. And I can tell you, one of my very first times I went to the rec center, the recreation center, kind of like the YMCA, I literally was out there. This was not in my book either, but I was bouncing a ball, shooting hoops. And these kids, they came around me and they started playing a game. And they said to me, "Hey, ma'am, whose team do you want to be on?"
I love it.
They did. I mean, I was so, I, you know what, honestly, Kim, I have to tell you, that touched my heart so much because, you know, I would have expected the kids to say, "Hey, do you mind leaving the court? Because this, now it's time for us to play." But instead,
right.
they asked me what team I want to be on. And it was so funny because they actually shot, you know, they gave me the basketball and I shot, and then eventually they wore me out, so I left. But
right. And you know, I think that you're absolutely right, that my daughter and my grandchildren, two of them, live in Texas. Mm-hmm. And they are taught to say, "Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Please. Thank you." I think it's very much stricter over there. And I think it's so needed.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it was mm-hmm. a big culture shock. And that's actually how I start my book. I actually start my book talking about how I left California, moved here, and I was lonely.
And where are you?
I'm actually not too far from Nashville.
Oh, I love that. And my heart goes out to the Nashville shooting at the schools. And, you know, I mean, wow. So,
yeah, you know what? I appreciate that. And I will tell you, one of the women that was killed was actually a pickleball player. She was in our community.
One of the women, say that again. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, one of the women that died actually was a pickleball player in our community.
Oh, dear Lord, to her family. So my heart goes out. You know, and I think, again, I just think that we have a lot of mental health, and that's really what we all need to just take into consideration, what somebody else is going through. It's a big deal right now. I mean, it's been, and, you know, we all look at the guns, but it's the mental health that that we just keep seeing. And if you hear something, say something. If you, you know, you see somebody going and hurting, you know, please try to be there or have a resource for those, you know, those people, because it people feel alone. And as a therapist, what's mm-hmm. your thought on it?
Well, you know, it's so true. I heard somebody say yesterday that to ask yourself the question, is this emotionally going to hurt somebody, what I'm about to say? Mm. And that actually ties into something I wrote about in my book. It's about the rice experiment. Dr. Emoto, many years ago, did this rice experiment where he took white rice, he put them all in jars. He put three jars, one that said love, hate, and ignore. And what he did was he spoke to each one. The loving one, loving words, the hateful one, hateful words, and the ignored one, he ignored that one. And what happened with the rice was pretty cool. The loved one stayed white, the hate one got black, and the ignored one got really black.
Wow.
It's actually kind of a weird thing. And you can actually go to YouTube and look it up, Dr. Emoto's rice experiment. And they actually also did it with, he did it with ice too. And what they found with the ice was jaggedness happened, like jagged, you know, looking things versus like snowflakey things versus, you know, on the love and the hate words.
Wow, located. I love that. I will definitely look that up. Oh, well, again, I love that you are sharing some lessons from something that we can also get healthy with and get some exercise. And Stacey, how do we find your book and how do we find you?
Well, thank you. Well, you can go to pickleballfaith.com or you can get the book on Amazon. And I have a mobile app, all that on the website, pickleballfaith.com. And I will say this, you guys should all go play pickleball. <It's so fun.
laughs> I love it. Yeah, it's a little slower and I think we can really get some exercise from it. So again, I'm definitely going to try that. And again, does your husband play with you?
He does, and I'm better than he is, just so you know.
You are competitive. I love it, Stacey. Stacey, thank you so much for being a guest here. Please share our show with everyone and download our podcast.
I will. Actually, I've been listening to it.
Perfect. All right. Thank you again. Take care. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Okay. You too. Bye.
All right. Perfect. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And again, we are going to be talking with, I hope I get this right, Kayoko Nisamatsu. And she is the founder and the executive director of a nonprofit organization. And we're going to talk a little bit about her as a yoga giving back. So, again, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I also want to invite you to eWomen. And usually it's the first Wednesday of every month, but this time it will be April 12th before the holidays. And so if you are a business owner, whether you're a male or a female, because they do have emails there, but we would love you to join us. I'm telling you, you want to share your business, share your find a tribe, definitely reach out to me, and I would love to have you be a part of that. And again, that's April 12th, and it is 11-1 over at the Greens in Thousand Oaks. All right. Well, again, my next guest is Kayoko, and I'm going to actually bring Kayoko on. She's a channel global yoga practitioner, and we are going to talk a little bit more about that. But she empowers India's women and children, and I'm excited to have her on and to hear a little bit more about what she does. Kayoko, can you share your last name, please?
Yes, so first name Kayoko, last name Mitsumatsu.
Mitsumatsu. Okay, perfect. Yeah. I wasn't far off when I introduced you back then. Well, thank you so much for being here and welcome. And tell us a little bit about yourself. And of course, you have a nonprofit organization. Mm-hmm. And tell me, how does yoga give back?
Yes, thank you so much, Kim, for having me. And
of course.
So, yeah, I live in Los Angeles, and I'm a documentary filmmaker by profession. So I used to work for, I'm from Japan originally. I was born in Tokyo, raised in Tokyo, and I moved to Los Angeles in the early 90s. And I've worked for Japanese National Public Television, NHK, as a documentary filmmaker, producer, for over 25 years. And,
wow.
I did a lot of different stories from Helen Keller's biography to obesity in the U.S. to like subprime loan, global climate change and so on. But in 2006, we were doing a documentary about social entrepreneurship, and I learned about Dr. Muhammad Yunus's revolutionary microfinancing, who received a Nobel Peace Prize in 2006. For that success. And around that time, I also started practicing yoga in Los Angeles, practice called Ashtanga Yoga, which is very rigorous and daily practice. And I just started feeling really happy. You know, do you practice yoga, Kim?
You know, I do, but I'm not.
You do?
Yes, I do. And I actually really love it. I've taken several classes, and mm-hmm. I do it. I have that monkey brain, and but I actually have gotten so much better because I take walks now, and when I'm walking, I can settle my brain down to come home and yoga and do some yoga. Yes, as well as meditating.
Yeah. Becoming aware of your breathing, I think, is one of the most beneficial things I've learned over the years. And also, like meditation, sit still. So I started this Ashtanga yoga practice, which is a very physical practice, but also my teacher taught me about the big spiritual teaching of yoga, that the physical exercise is a small part of it, but spiritual discipline and goal is much bigger. So I just really started to really learn about, got very interested in about the whole big yoga teaching. So in 2006-2007, in yoga communities, there were classes like charity classes for HIV patients or cancer, breast cancer, or animal rights. But there was nothing that talked about poverty issues or gender issues in India, where yoga was from. And because I was doing a documentary about microfinancing, and I was very aware of the poverty, big poverty population in India, so I talked to my teacher, like, why don't we just do some charity class to give back to India?
That's when you started your nonprofit. Exactly. To give back.
Yeah. And so that's 16 years ago. Yeah.
That's beautiful. So let me ask you, what has been the most interesting discovery since you started the organization?
Yeah, there are a couple of things, but definitely one is that I didn't realize that so many people wanted to do the same thing, and but there was no organization who was focusing on that within the yoga community. So as soon as I started talking to people here in Los Angeles, a lot of people here are very open-minded also, everybody said it's a good idea. So in 16 years, we've now reached out to 32 countries, and we have about 100 to 150 ambassadors who are really the top yoga teachers around the world, who support our effort to raise funds through their communities and fundraising classes. And now we support more than 2,400 women and children. For women, we provide microloans for youth and children, especially young girls. We give scholarship especially 5-year scholarship for higher education, so that the girls in India who come from poor families, who have no chance to get higher education, high school, college, now they're graduating. Hundreds of people graduating with bachelor's degree. And I just came back from India seeing how they are really changing the community's perception of the girls. They are really building the houses for the parents and so on.
So they feel more motivated. Let me ask you, when you do yoga, and now that you have been spreading this beautiful gift all over, what is the gift that people receive? When obviously clarity, their bodies feel better. What else?
Mm-hmm. I guess maybe, as I said, like slow your breathing and take your time to go inwards, because we have so much, stimulus outside and, Instagram and all these things.
So probably more in touch with their own selves, right?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. And also, like, catch yourself during the day and something is going wrong or you're getting irritated. Instead of just going with the flow, you just take a moment and just see what's going on. I think that kind of thing. But also, I think you just become, to me, it just gave me some like positive feeling about kind of overall life, and also find like more like faith in your intuition. That kind of thing. That's so fundamental.
Now, what did the pandemic do for your nonprofit?
Yes. So, of course, we used to do a big fundraiser in Santa Monica, in-person fundraiser annually, like a gala. And also throughout the year, we were depending on revenues raised through different yoga events around the world. And that all shut down. So we,
yeah, but there's nonprofits that have shut down from it. Yeah, but they are all starting to come back up, right? And what is your vision for your organization?
Oh, yes. So we'd love to reach out to 1 million. This is our campaign right now is 1 million yogis. So there are supposed to be 300 million yoga practitioners benefiting from this practice from India. So we'd love to reach out at least 1 million yogis. And if everybody gives a dollar, that's the $1 million we don't have yet.
Right. That's beautiful.
Empower so many people. Yeah.
Wow. Well, so for people that have never tried yoga,
mm-hmm.
what would you tell them? And where would they start?
Yeah, so you don't have to be like young and slim and bendy like you see on the magazines and social media. That's a small portion of yoga practitioners, and that's not our goal. You know, goal is more like, as I said, it's more like a mental, spiritual benefit. So you can, if you want to do a very physical thing, you can do that. That's where I started myself as an exercise. But you can also start with a meditation. Meditation is one of the highest practices in the ladder of yoga practice. To be able to sit down for like 30 minutes without moving and, you know, drinking water or anything, just focus on sitting, it's quite difficult, right? So you can practice things like that. There are a lot of free online classes. If you have some, you know, difficulties moving or, you know, things like that, then you can do chair yoga. That, you know, that's possible too. There are a lot of different types of yoga. So it's for everyone, for children, for people with some physical, you know, disabilities. There are a lot of different ways to do it. But I think for everyone, we learn how to breathe. I think that's one of the most important things we learn.
Right. I actually had just, I had a doctor tell me, he's like, do you realize you don't breathe through your nose? I'm like, I thought I did. He goes, no, I want you to start concentrating on that. So there are mm-hmm. things that we need to pay attention for our body to run at its highest potential, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And
so. Little things seem so small. Yeah. But yeah, it's a big impact.
Yeah, and breathing. I've had several guests on my show sharing about breathing, and that really is like starting your engine, right? If you don't breathe correctly, yeah. you're not getting enough oxygen into your brain, into your mind, right?
Yes, and that's something you just have to experiment or practice, and you have to feel that difference.
Because, right, you know, right.
I can catch myself in the morning. If I skip meditation, I'm speaking like 10 times or 50 times faster to my husband. Whereas, you know, if I sit down and meditate, I'm much more conscious and slower.
Yeah, I love that. So talk to us about your film that you created. And, of course, it's the story of Yoga Gives Back. Mm-hmm. And tell us about that. And congratulations.
Yes. Oh, thank you. So, yeah, because I have been a filmmaker for 3 decades. So when I started Yoga Gives Back and I had a chance to go to India in 2007, my friend, who actually is an Emmy winner documentary filmmaker, editor, she told me, like, why don't you take your camera with you? Because you never know, you know, how you can use the footage. And I was never like independent filmmaker. I always worked for this huge organization, Japanese National Public Television. So I always had this professional crew with me. I didn't have to shoot, but there was no money now. You know, it's a grassroots nonprofit I just started. So, okay, I took my digital camera with me and I started shooting. That was the beginning. So in 2007, for example, I met a boy whose mother just received microfinancing for the first time in her life. And then she only graduated from primary school because her family was very poor, and she wanted her son to become a doctor, which is like completely unheard of in her family or in her village. So I met this son who was, his name is Guru Prasad, 15 years old, no English, and he really wanted to become a doctor because that's his mom's dream. Long story short, every year I went back to India, I filmed his journey. And we decided to support his master's degree. He was really going to become a doctor. So we supported his master's degree. And now he became an emergency doctor. And he was like heroic doctor helping COVID patients during the crisis. And now he also left the hospital and now studying become even more specialized oncologist to serve the poor people. Yeah, to
That's
serve poor people.
Beautiful. That's
yeah, so
beautiful.
It's just one of hundreds of stories that I tell.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Keoko, how do my listeners find you? And is it at yogagivesback.org?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Well, I thank you so much for sharing here. Please share our show with everyone and download our podcast. And I thank you for what you're doing and how you're giving back.
Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. Take care. All right, friends, we are at the end of our show and some really interesting talk. I hope that you enjoyed it. Definitely download our podcast. Definitely call in for our tickets or email me or text me. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. If you don't build your dream, someone else will hire you to help them build theirs. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and I'll talk to you next week.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on.